Matt, it's been a funny old season in Lancashire. Managers changing, left, right and centre. What's the last 7 days been like at Blackpool Football Club?
Just like any other time, really. It's, I think you always expect the unexpected. And I know it's a cliche, but I think the only thing in football that surprises me now is people are surprised with what happens in football. We had no inkling after the Fulham game that Michael would consider a move. We were surprised when we saw the odds drop as sharply as they did. And then we got the approach from Derek, and the chairman dealt with it. And Michael's gone off and got himself a lucrative contract at a club that he feels he's better equipped to develop his career than we were.
You say nothing surprises you in football, but when you have a manager in place for probably less than 10 weeks, apart from this season, it's pretty unheard of, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but you cover Blackburn, Andy, so you're only too aware of what's going on there. And listen, it's an opportunity. It was a great opportunity for Michael, I think, with probably the salary package and length of contract that he's on. They've got a fantastic training ground. They've got a squad that I think is on paper is fantastic, as we have. And he goes with our best wishes. Obviously, we're all disappointed that him and Ash have gone, but you know, he goes with our best wishes, and it's time for us to regroup and focus on moving forward.
And now the fans of this football club want answers, and they want them quickly, Matt, don't they? It's one of those situations where they need to know, isn't it?
Yeah, I sympathise with them. I was with many of them on the train coming back from Charlton at the weekend, and they were firing questions at me, and I couldn't answer honestly the questions, because I'm not 100% sure of the timescale. I don't think the chairman's 100% sure of the timescale. He doesn't, as everyone knows, he's never rushed into making decisions, and he certainly won't be pressured to be making decisions. The decision that he's made with the majority of managers he's appointed here has been good and has taken the club forward each time. Even Michael, in the short term he was here, he certainly solved some of the defensive frailties that were here following Ian's tenure at the club. So it's a process that I'm working with the chairman with. Jimmy Armfield was here this afternoon. We were discussing names. Carl's got a list of people he's spoken to. We're speaking to lots of people in and out of work. We're speaking to various people in the game that Jimmy, myself and the chairman know and trust for their views on various candidates. And that's basically where we're at. I mean, Tomo's fantastic coach. He's got the respect of everyone at the football club. And his focus is on getting through to the fourth round of the FA Cup tonight and then building up to Cardiff on Saturday.
I'd imagine it's a job that's well coveted, isn't it, though? Coming here to manage Blackpool, got a good chance of getting in the playoffs. There's no reason why not, is there?
Exactly. You look at our squad with a couple of additions that we're all aware of. We were working hard with a list of players that Michael gave us to try and bring in. We know what we need. It's evident. You can't ask a 39-year-old striker to play 90 minutes twice a week. We know that. You look at the squad, look at the salaries that they're on, the wage bill. It's a fantastic club to come to. You know, I think people need to perhaps take a step back of the uncertainty, and it's not an ideal situation. We know it's not an ideal situation, but it's a nice job for somebody. It's a great job. You know, I mean, people who are out of work who we've spoken to have said that they want to be paid the going rate. Well, we paid the going rate for a manager. It's a myth in terms of some of the negative speculation and things that people put on these social networking sites and things like that. You know, we are competitive with the wages that we pay. We are competitive with the salaries that we're being offered to the manager. And a couple of times we've made approaches to clubs, and it's come out in the press that we've made an approach. We're trying to do things properly. We found out after Ian had left that there were a number of clubs who'd spoken to him behind our back. Now, are we naive because we're trying to do things as per the rule book by approaching a club and saying we'd like permission to speak to your manager to gauge the sort of character they are, whether they'd be interested in coming, what their thoughts are, what their philosophy is? Now, you know, we can all sit here and look on the internet and see Wikipedia profiles and can see what formation they play, but until you've actually spoken to someone and got a feel for somebody, then there's no point.